Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. And here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. That's pretty obvious. And we have no idea what's going to happen. Absolutely true. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology, and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, which are known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanities. I am telling you for the first time ever on this show, we are going to be giving a warning before we do it. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses because I'm trying to look at things and I don't understand what they look like. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Again, October 5th, you will have your answer. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he's coming back. Just look at the newspaper, read Matthew 24, read Revelation, and you'll know, wowzer. What we're also asking you to do is to call us if you have any prayer requests or praise reports. We love sharing praise reports with the body of Christ. It's awesome. You call 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. This is a new thing we've introduced. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Professional football in America is a special game. A unique game. Played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
You can hear the women crying. You can hear the men smiling. That's what we got going on. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, you know. Taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers have never been a part of our show and apparently never will be. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I had over $42,000 in credit card debt. I was in over my head. I found myself charging expenses like groceries and gas just to make my monthly payments. My credit cards were almost maxed out. That's when I found Christian credit counselors.
Unfortunately, Jamie's situation is not unique. Across America, many people have found themselves relying on credit cards to get through tough times, a job loss, medical expenses, or other unexpected financial hardships. Christian Credit Counselors has been there. We understand, and we are here to help. Our debt management program can help you consolidate your bills, lower your monthly payments and interest rates, stop late fees and creditor calls, and reduce debt faster. Call today, 1-800-557-1985. As a nonprofit organization, your freedom from debt is our number one priority. It's one monthly payment that works for you. It's debt consolidation you can trust. Call us today to begin your journey to financial freedom. 1-800-557-1985 or visit www.christiancreditcounselors.org.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
It has been so hot lately, you have probably been running the AC nonstop. You've also maybe noticed some hot and cold pockets throughout the house, or maybe the upstairs is way hotter than the downstairs. Well, these are some of the warning signs that your air conditioning unit is failing. Call 1-800-COMFORT. I know Ken and Tina personally, the owners of this company, and they are such kind and wonderful people. They have an incredible team, and ultimately, you want to be comfortable in your home, and you also want to be comfortable with who you let in your home, and you can rest easy with the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT. Right now, you can get up to $1,700 in rebates towards a brand new Energy Star Lennox home comfort system, plus up to another $1,000 trade-in for your old AC unit. And they'll also install their whole house allergen air cleaner free. Don't sign or pay a dime until you call 1-800-COMFORT. Even if you've spoken to another AC company, call 1-800-COMFORT for a second opinion. 1-800-COMFORT or 1-800-COMFORT.com. Comfort you can count on.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, where every day is a carnival. Every day, it's just like cotton candy in here. That's all it is. All right, if you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. That's David with King David, but without the king part. Spoon, not fork, but spoon. So davidspoon at kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. See, that's what we're telling you. Every time you hear roofing, you'll make an association that there's a roof person out there that will take care of your roof. You get that? Here's what you do. Go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. All their estimates are free. By the way, they're going to be doing the home show here, so we're going to be doing a little bit of promos for them, left and right, right and left. Left, right, left, east, west, north, and south. Excalibur Roofing is the person you want to call for any roofing needs you might have. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Okie dokie. There's so much stuff to talk about. I mean, I must say there's a lot I want to cover. We're going to talk about a story in the next segment that's actually going to have a viewer warning. Have we ever had a viewer warning before?
It's kind of hard to have a viewer warning on radio.
Excellent point. So I'm just going to ignore that right now and go right to the important things. So we've got a lot to discuss. I want to tell you, we will mention this. By the way, let's see a little trivia for you, RoboPaul. RoboPaul's going to open. Robo producer going to take over. But what do these things have in common? Ready? Iron Man 3, The Simpsons, Shrek 2, Spaceballs, and Muppets Take Manhattan.
They're all on Netflix?
No, they were all movies in which Joan Rivers was in every one of those movies. And even though she passed away today, so that's a good one, right? That's a good trivia question. Thank you very much. I come up with them every once in a while. So, you know, I mean, I don't know much about her, spirituality. Oh, I know a little bit about it. But, I mean, the bottom line is a lot of people liked her, a lot of people disliked her. It's the same thing with Robin Williams. When somebody passes away, you don't know where their faith is at. You know, you hear people say, oh, they're going to go to heaven or they're going to go to hell or they're going to go there. And it's like, yeah, I love it when everybody tells God what he's going to do. It's awesome. Makes God feel great. But the bottom line is, I'm sure that their family could use prayer. And if there was ever a point that you were entertained by her, I'm sure you could appreciate that. So, you know, just an acknowledgement. A couple things to talk about. We got some DDDs that we want to cover. But there's some things in the news that I find puzzling. Now, I am not an overly intelligent guy, and if you've not noticed, I sometimes come across things and I read stories and I go, huh? What? I don't understand. What does that mean? So here's something that came out just today from, of course, the American Humanist Association, okay, the AHA. Now, if you don't know who the American Humanist Association is, here's what I want you to think of. Here's the image I want you to have, okay? In The Wizard of Oz, just as Dorothy and her little dog Toto, Toto too? Yes, Toto too. Just as they're about to be killed by the Wicked Witch, she throws water on her and calls her such a, you're just such a mean witch. And the witch goes, "Ah, what have you done? I'm melting. And so when that takes place, the water makes her melt. All you have to do when you think of somebody from the American Humanist Association is think of the Wicked Witch. And if you have water and the water lands on them, I'm melting. And so my theory there was that if you ever come across somebody who's an American Humanist Association member and you toss a little water, I mean, if you want to sprinkle it because you're more into the tradition versus taking a pail of water and tossing it on them, that's fine. But you've got to be prepared for melting. Because that's what's going to happen. That's what happens to atheists when you put water on them and you say the word Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They melt. They melt. So this association, you know what they did? You're thinking, what they do, Dave? What they do now? Because every time you talk about it, it drives people crazy. I know. The atheist group, American Humanist Association, or gee, nobody likes us. This organization, they did a poll, and they claim in their poll, watch this, this is going to blow your mind, over one-third of Americans want under God removed from the Pledge of Allegiance. That's what their poll says. So we decided to do a little bit of research here at the David Spoon Experience because we don't believe everything we hear. We believe what God has to say, and we believe what man has to say through the news is goofy. So we did a little examination. Turns out the poll was conducted by a member of the American Humanist Association. Get this. And guess who they interviewed for this poll? They interviewed 10 other members of the American Humanist Association, and 3 out of 10 said that they would like the phrase under God removed from the pledge. The other 7 out of 10 who were members of the American Humanist Association, they weren't sure. What do you think? Is that right? Is that great? Ladies and gentlemen, that's called theater of the mind, if you haven't figured that out. So, see, get that? See, there's this atheist, and they do a poll, and they do 10 of their own members, and only 3 of their own 10 atheist members want the under God pledge removed. What do you think of that? Is that funny?
Not a very good sample size.
No. No, but highly accurate for their intellectual level. Okay, so, and you, before you get mad at me, you can't call atheist name. You're right. I'll just use what the Bible says. What does that say about in the Bible? Oh, the fool has said in his heart there is no God. By the way, the fool has about 9 definitions in the Hebrew, and they're all rather humorous. Fool is probably the nicer of the crew. That's all I got for that one. So they took a poll amongst themselves. They weren't even sure. Yeah, that's funny. You just got to think about it. All right, folks, here we go. So we're going to start with our first DDD, and then when we're going to come back, we're going to do the most outrageous personal story that's ever taken place to anybody, anywhere, ever. It happened yesterday in my house. Yes, it did. Here's what we're going to talk about. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. For those that are listening at home, for those that are listening on the car, hey, eyes on the road and no texting. And for those that are listening at work, duck your head or your boss will see you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it says this, "My little children, I am writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one." Love this portion. Great portion of scripture. Everybody should know 1 John, and you should know it well. My little children, I'm writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So when John is talking to him and calling them my little children, and by the way, for those that don't know, at this point, John is the elder statesman of the church. He's the eldest living apostle at the writing of this epistle. There's nobody that is in the collective the way he is. He is the best known of all of them at this time. And he calls them all little children because certainly to him, having spent all that time with Jesus and being an apostle, he's the longest living apostle, being that apostle, it's like he can do that. Hey, yeah, kids, hey, let me tell you. And he says, I'm writing you these things so that you may not sin. The goal of the kingdom of God is not for you and I to sin and then go, oh, but Jesus forgives me, so it doesn't matter. That's lasciviousness. That's not going to work. That doesn't fly. You don't get to, it's not greasy grace, man. This is not how that works. It's not cotton candy and greasy grace. Back it up a step. These things are written so that we do a better job walking as Jesus walked, who had no connection to sin. We're supposed to follow that. And you know what? For some of us out there, a little smack on the back of the head's not the worst thing in the world. Kind of like that NCIS show where the guy smacks him on the back of the head and says, hey, cut that out. Sometimes you got to be reminded, don't do that. You got to do better. You get mad at one another, you know, come and reconcile. If you yell at one another, come and reconcile. If you have anger towards one another, reconcile. Be merciful to one another. Be gracious to one another. Be compassionate. Don't walk in sin. Don't do things on purpose. Turn around to God and say, oh, I know you'll forgive me. It's okay. He's not your little personal assistant, okay? At the same token, at the same time, he says, he writes these things so we may not sin. And then says this, but if anyone does sin, and he's not saying that people don't sin. If you read 1 John 1:9, he tells you, if you deny your sinner, something's wrong with you. There's something weird. But he says, but walk in a way that you may not sin. But if you do sin, catch this, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, he's your advocate. And you know what an advocate really is in this context in the Greek? A defense attorney. Yeah, no, and a defense attorney. We just had Mark Miller on the show yesterday. He's an attorney, right? Well, Jesus Christ is your defense attorney. And when you blow it, and you will, and you come before your attorney and you get counsel, your defense attorney, Jesus Christ, takes your case. He takes your case and he defends you. And pretty much, I'm pretty sure when the case goes down, he maybe just lifts up his shirt right there, points to his wrists, points to his back, and then the father goes case closed. Which is kind of cool if you think about it, but can't take advantage of that, can't abuse that. That's not a proper. Okay? Okay. All right? All right. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, some outrageous things you just won't believe.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
So you've made it to the golden years, and frankly, you deserve it. You got there based on choices you made, the steps you took. You went to school, you fought in a war or two, you got married, raised the kids, and now you want to enjoy the grandchildren or simply enjoy retirement. Yet there are still steps to take and choices to make. Enter the new reverse mortgage. This is not your grandmother's reverse mortgage, but instead a safe financial tool to redefine your retirement, fund your longevity, and enjoy those golden years. Learn how this government-insured loan of opportunity can help you access the equity you've built in your home as cash, eliminate your mortgage payments, and let your home work for you. Join my friend Mehran Aram, certified reverse mortgage professional, September 10th at 6 p.m. at the San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista for a free educational workshop on the new reverse mortgage. Reserve your seat today. It's free. Call 866-611-30 or online aramco.biz. Move your life forward with a reverse mortgage today. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE 0185-3626 0116-2766 NMLS 2773162801 286.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub, C-U-B.com or 888-595-6671.
There were so many cards and flowers we received during our time of loss, but nothing compared to the Comfort Cub. The Comfort Cub really helped me to sleep at night.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. No Christian teachers allowed, they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Noon continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Having trouble checking household projects off your to-do list? KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses around your area to bring you the honey-do list. Now, one click connects you with KPRZ experts for heating and air, pest control, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the honey-do list banner for professionals in heating and air conditioning, pest control, painting, roofing, solar, or more. Be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by 1-800-COMFORT. Call 1-800-COMFORT to get up to $1,700 in rebates on a new Energy Star Lennox home comfort system and get another $1,000 in trade for your old system. Plus, they'll install their whole house allergen system for 1-800-COMFORT. That's 1-800-COMFORT. Call today. 1-800-COMFORT. Comfort you can count on.
Is your home safe? Chimneys, fireplaces, and vents need to be inspected yearly. Keep your family and home safe by calling Chimney Sweeps Incorporated and receive 50% off your chimney cleaning today. Visit ChimneySweepsInc.com or call 800-CHIMNEY now. That's 800-CHIMNEY.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I think it's really important that before we do this segment, which is beyond the scope, this segment is when I say beyond the scope. Now, we just did a teaching, and if you were listening to the teaching, we were talking about people that 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, where the Lord is trying to communicate with us, hey, the way of sin, the lifestyle of sin, not going to work, not going to cut it, okay? But if you do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And we just talked about the fact that the Greek word advocate means defense attorney. That's what it is. And for those that don't know what a defense attorney is, look it up. But for the rest of you who've watched television, you kind of know what a defense attorney is. Okay, here's the bottom line. I might need a defense attorney when we're done with the segment we're about to do. Now, many are thinking, oh my, it's going to be extremely spiritual. No, that would be wrong. That's not how we're doing this. Let me explain this to you, okay? We're going to do the weather segment. Let me explain this to you, okay? Some segments we do are very spiritual. Some we do are almost comedic, like the atheists taking a poll of other atheists asking if they wanted under God to be removed from the pledge, and 3 out of 10 atheists actually said, yes, we'd like that removed, which means 7 out of 10 don't. Nice poll. Anyway, the point is, what I'm going to talk about goes way beyond that. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond overall teachings and spiritual. Is this a setup? You bet, but wait. I will first give you the weather. So while you're driving, do not veer into any other cars. Take a deep breath. Can we do our weather setup first? Are we able to? Do we still have that? I don't know if we even still have it.
Are you sure you've had experience as weathermen?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the weather. It's really nice. Okay, so that's the weather. Now you're done with that. And here's your traffic report. Your traffic report is... it's California, man. Really?
Dum, 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 dum,
thank
dum.
You. Okay. So, now that I've set those two things up, by the way, Tommy Hawthorne in studio. He's hanging out with us. He doesn't get to talk yet, but he's hanging out with us. Scott Saya. Saya? Is that right? Saya? I got that right. He's with him. We're going to have a good time talking. But let me tell you what happened last night that doesn't happen very often to anybody on the planet. Now, you're not going to believe this when I tell you, but this story is absolutely true. And it's going to seem juvenile, and it is. Just so we can all be on the same page, this really happened. By the way, I just want to point this out. If you're easily offended, this is the perfect time to turn this radio station. Yeah, I'm not doing it yet. The bottom line is, if you're easily offended, change the channel right now. You just change it. By the way, 1 Corinthians 13 doesn't allow you to be easily offended. I'm just saying, love is not easily offended. I've had my very good friend for 22 months, by the way, tomorrow. Did you know that? 22 months. Robo producer, specifically create this just to protect you. Go ahead, Robo producer.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Viewer discretion is advised. See that? That's very important. Hey, that's almost Batman-ish. Did you hear that?
Viewer discretion is advised.
Very good. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, folks, here's what happened. So I'm sitting there, I'm watching Tube with the wife last night. We had typical dinner, which for us on a Wednesday, it's not overly exciting. It's just, you know, whatever it is. And then we watched some Tube together. And for some reason, we have a shredder, and I was using the shredder on some things, and the shredder started making this really weird noise. And like, okay, all right. So in the meantime, we decided we're going to watch a little bit of television. So we turn on the television. And yes, I know there's many Christians who oppose this. And for those of you that do, get a life. But we were watching Big Bang Theory. Because why? Because we don't get offended by watching a show like Big Bang Theory, because our security in Jesus Christ and in the power of his word between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21 is not like wax, which melts on a hot day. So we're watching it, and it just happens to be the episode, I kid you not, where Sheldon decides he's going to become a robot.
That's a great one.
Great episode. And in this episode, before he gets to the point where he becomes a robot, he tries to eat a very special diet. And eating the special diet, he's eating like cabbage heads and all these other different things. In the middle of the night, he thinks he's having an appendicitis attack. And Leonard gets Leonard up, and Leonard's going to take him to the hospital. Remembering this, Robo producers, this kind of seeming from his...
I'm not crazy. My mother had me tested.
Yeah, exactly. At this time, I'm thinking, oh, this is, I think I remember this scene, what's coming up. Now, keep in mind, my couch is kind of a C-shaped couch. I'm on one end, the wife's on the other. The dog is in the middle. Don't you know this had to be a story about Levi? The dog is in the middle, sleeping. Sleeping, okay? Remember, he's a white boxer, runt of the litter, really cute, dumb as bricks, you know, just that kind of thing. It turns out, during the Big Bang Theory, as Sheldon is being taken to the hospital by Leonard, he falls down and has what we will term as a release of gaseous obstructions. Do you know what that is, folks? Think about what that is. At the exact time they do this on the show, while I'm watching the show, my dog, as per perfect moment-to-moment pitch, gives us the sound effect that they were trying to create on the television at the exact moment. Now, I'm not here to be a crude person, but I can tell you that Levi has helped create a new depth of smell-o-vision that you cannot imagine. The wife and I look at each other thinking, what just happened? Because the television and the dog have made this unique frequency connection. And I can tell you that television in 3D or in surround sound, totally awesome. In smell-o-vision, not so great. So here is what I'm here to tell you. Every once in a while, the Lord lets the dumbest little things happen, not to test you, not to poke at you and make fun of you, but sometimes just to make you break out and laugh. Because all of life gets so serious, and it's so important this, and it's so important that, that you forget that God made you. So if somebody tickles you, you start going, okay, that's a very...
Now you see what you've done?
Thank you very much. Now, I want to know, Robo producer, from your opinion, do you not believe that is, of many stories, one of the chief...
That's got to be, Dave, in the
stories, especially the more humorous stories we've talked about, that's in the top three.
Smell-o-vision. The Lord, with my dog, the television, the wife and I, and you know what? Sometimes, folks, you just got to laugh. Why? Because all the other stuff is so yucky, and it's a merry heart that does make like medicine. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to break here. Come
my
back.
Name is Dave. I'm doing a show. I'm glad you're listening. Time to go.
Okay, thank you for that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, our very good friend Tommy Hawthorne, his friend Scotty, will be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Find new roads to quality Chevrolet and get rock-bottom pricing right now. Quality is overstocked with hundreds of vehicles that must go now. Mention radio with a test drive and get a free gas card while supplies last. Visit Quality Chevrolet or QualityChevrolet.com, your friends in the car business.
Heat, unrelenting heat. If you are a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
It's time. Your old, inefficient windows and doors have to go. Maybe they're drafty, not working like they should, or just old and outdated. So call Pella, the start-to-finish window and door replacement solution. A Pella professional will come to you and help you choose the right products for your home and budget. And on installation day, a Pella expert installer will lead their team, with most projects completing in as little as a day. Exceptionally energy-efficient Pella products can brighten rooms and help block the outside noise your current windows and doors may be letting in. Plus, when you work with Pella, your windows and doors and their installation, including labor, are covered for up to 10 years. That's the Pella Care Guarantee. See Pella.com for details. Now is the time to upgrade to Pella. Schedule a free consult today and you'll get 40% off qualifying Pella projects or special financing. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Pella.com/radio or call 800-331-3950. That's 800-331-3950. 800-331-3950.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Some days it's an experience. National, local, heavenly, hokel, local, hokel. Hey, it's hokel. Hokel is like heavenly and local. Can we do that? You already turned the music off. Why'd you turn the music off? So the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. Thank you. Thank you for playing that piece, Robo Producer.
I thought it was very fitting.
That was You know what I love about radio? You can't see me when I do some of these things. You can't see some of my facial expressions. You just get to talk and so on and so forth.
Oh, I see them all.
I know. But you don't have a very good recorder because your phone seems to go in and out, or you seem to have it, not have it, so I never have to worry about it. Anyway, thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. In studio with us, one of our absolute favorite guests. You know, we have a certain amount of guests that we have on a regular basis, you know, and Tommy Hawthorne, Genesis Recovery San Diego, one of our absolute favorites. You know, he's right there with my good friend Eric, and, you know, we get Tom and Brittany over at Solar Country. There's just certain groups of people that come in, and when you have the interviews, we just have a good time and good fellowship, and we just know that we're in this together, and we might not have all the answers and might not understand everything perfectly, which I think the more people that would acknowledge that, the better. But we get it that we're going. And so we're going. And we're going in this, we're in this awesome journey and this destination where it's so cool where we're going. The asphalt is gold. I mean, come on. How cool is that? It's unbelievable. Let's talk to Tommy. Welcome back to the show. This is your, it's not your ninth visit, but it's like your sixth or seventh, isn't it?
Probably. About that.
Yep. Well, we've quite a few. Talk to us about Genesis Recovery and what you guys are doing.
Business as usual. A lot of guys out there. I think we're probably about 16 or 18 guys right now, something like that. Brought our chef in, Scotty, who's a miracle of transformation. He's been a resident. Now he's on staff as a chef. So he's with us. We just opened up a sober living, so we've just expanded. So a house for the guys to transition into when they're done at Genesis. So that's pretty exciting.
How many people is that? How many people go into the sober living element? How many can go in? What is that, same amount size wise, or how does that work?
No, it's a small, you know, regular.
So you go from the one program though into the other,
right?
Helping them make the transition,
right? And then they get jobs, they go to work, school, whatever the case may be.
That's where they're taking it to the next step.
And that's really it is. But that's where they get to. You know, on the East Coast, they call it a halfway house, right? They're halfway home. There, right. You know, so it's just like home. It's set up just like a, you know, just like their own home at, you know, their parents' house or something like that, where they make their own food now. And, you know, they wake up and, you know, go to meetings or Bible studies or whatever the case may be. And, you know, get used to living life and being productive members of society.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you guys been doing that?
That just opened up 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
Totally cool.
Thank you.
All right. So make sure everybody's got certain contact points, which is the most important part. We talked to you about this, and I expect, and I do expect it. I've never been shy about this. I expect certain ministries that we promote on the show to be prayed for at a minimum.
Please.
And so what we say to people is you don't have to sit there and spend 30 minutes, you know, praying about, you know, any one particular subject, although praying 30 minutes a day wouldn't hurt anybody. The idea is you need to be able to mention Genesis Recovery in your prayers. You just take a moment, say, Lord, we just want to lift up Genesis Recovery San Diego to you. Bless the people that are working there, people that go there, people that are participating, people that are working. That's all you got to do.
You just fit that into the when you're going, oh, God, I want a Mercedes prayer. You know, but fit that in there, okay? That's kind of an important part. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. You guys hear me talk about them every day. With us is Scott, or Scotty, as we will say. And the last name, I'm gonna say. So it's Saya.
Saya.
Not Saya Nara, Saya. So yeah. It's got to be Saya. Saya, hey, yeah. Work with me here. All right, so you are the chef now over there. You're cooking for people.
I am cooking for people, yes.
But that's not how you got there, is it?
I mean, that's not how I got there.
So what brought you to Genesis Recovery?
A lot of chaos and destruction. I've been in numerous treatment programs. I just counted them up before I walked in the door. It's about 7.
Okay.
Came to Genesis, and that's when everything changed for me. I finally learned how to completely surrender.
When you came to Genesis, did you initially think this is just going to be like the other ones I went to?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And you thought, man, I'm just going to get through it and do what I got to do and move on. Was that the idea?
Yeah, get through it, do what I got to do and move on. But moving on for me never looks very good.
Okay. What made you realize from the moment you got there until the moment that the switch went, no, that's it. What happened? What did you see? What did you observe? What happened to you?
I've been at Genesis for a little over a year now, 11 months tomorrow sober. I think it's just been a culmination of things. And it's mainly been the people, you know, Tommy and Dennis, who, you know, show love on a daily basis. For me, it was always kind of like playing the game when I would go into rehab. And I did it at the rehab before Genesis, and I did it at Genesis. I played the game for a while. For me, my drug of choice is very obscure, and it took a long time for me to really do some research on it, and I got hooked up with a really good doctor who walked me through the whole thing. And it needed to take time, and it needed to be done the right way. And we finally got a hold on that. I don't think the transformation for me actually began until probably about 3 months ago, when I just said, I can either give up and I can live the life that has been promised to me and for me, or I can keep fighting. And at the point I made that decision, I was just tired, you know, I was just tired. I can keep going. I need to keep going forward, you know, and for me that's about having a relationship with Christ. I've known Christ all my life. I knew who he was, and I believed what my parents told me. But having that relationship, that didn't kick in until recently.
So the difference really came down to knowing of Christ, because you had some elements of introduction to tapping in and knowing Christ. I mean, versus, you know, just, yeah, I know about the Lord. I know about the Lord. From that point to, no, I know who you are, Lord.
Right.
That became the significant point then.
Right.
And that was brief, not that long ago, but you really came to a clarity, didn't you?
Yeah, there's absolute clarity. I have things back in my life that I look at with a new respect. You know, the most recent one is the vehicle. I've gained those things before, but I've always tried to just do it one more time. And I was telling Tommy and Dennis the other day, we were having a conversation, and I was at an auto parts store buying a wiper blade for the new vehicle, and I have to get into this now, don't I? They sell Dust Off, which is my drug of choice, at that store. And I saw it, and for the first time, I'm going to say ever, the consequences played before my eyes like a movie.
Mm.
My usual reaction to something like that is something I can't say on air. Mm-hmm. It's usually just, you know what, mm-hmm. forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take off. But those consequences were clear as day. You know what I mean? Like one right after the other. And that's exactly what it's been like for my career. You know what I mean?
Just yeah.
Chaos.
But now that the Lord has brought you to this point of confrontation with the result of a life that would have continued to be chaos and destruction and nothing but a downslide. I mean, there's no upside on that element. Versus the real encounter with Christ, which has created a genuine, born again, a new person process. And you've chose towards the new person. Even at that moment that you're after you've already made that choice, even that moment when you had that 1 second where you were thinking, oh, the reason that that story is really profound for me is because when the Lord delivered me from my drugs, I went and visited a friend and they pulled out the same thing, the drugs that I used. And I had two choices. I could sit down or make a beeline for the door. And I ran out that door faster than you. I think that person thought I'd lost my mind, but all I kept thinking in my mind was that he will make a way of escape. And I was like, it's that door, get out that door. And it was just like, that was the difference. It'll be 37 years in about 2 months. But that was a significant difference. The route that my friends went ended mostly in death and destruction.
You know, we had been explaining and painting a picture of what life could look like for Scotty and every other resident. And the problem is that they don't believe it. That's always, 9 out of 10 times, that's the problem, is they just do not believe that it could happen to me, that what you're telling me can happen to me, what happened to you won't happen to me, you know, you're special or something like that. That's not the case. Unfortunately, they don't stick around long enough to experience the blessings. Scotty's stuck it out. We've always joked with Scotty about, you know, one good thing about Scotty, this guy can endure and he will fight and continue to fight no matter what. And he fought the good fight and made it through. And he's now experiencing the blessings we've been telling him about for so long.
You know, let me just say this to you. This guy, this would be, you appreciate this. I had somebody just say this to me the other day. But, and I won't give names or anything, but the person was telling me how they made buck knives. And I don't know if you know how this story goes. And actually, the person that heard it from the president of the company. So the source is pretty good. But they take this metal and they heat it up to temperatures that metal should not be heated to. And after they do that, they cool it down with a coolant that cannot be applied to metal. And that's how they forge a weapon that's indestructible. And the person that said that to me, I'm like, well, A, that's like reading my mail. Nice job there. And then B, it's like, wow, that applies to every Christian. It's like, right, that's what God will do. But now that the weapon is forged, you can be an instrument for righteousness or unrighteousness. But now that it's forged, a weapon for righteousness to advance the kingdom of God. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take our break. I want everybody to know 619-797-7319 is the phone number for Genesis Recovery San Diego. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. You got to either be a prayer partner, financial partner. If you know somebody that needs their help, have them call. Do what you got to do to make the connection. We're going to take our break right here and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. We were
made to thrive. Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. Yeah! And the Dove Award winning band, Sidewalk Prophets. I wanna live like that, 'cause all you've ever wanted. Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. I'll praise you in this storm. We were made to be courageous. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com. We were made to thrive.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 30-year fixed 3.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 866-590-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. You'll just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for today's 30-year fixed 3.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 866-590-CASH and see for yourself.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Call 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Nearly 60 million Americans depend on free local TV. Like radio, it's a lifeline for news, sports, and weather emergencies, especially in diverse communities, rural towns, and among the elderly. They save thousands every year on cable and satellite bills. Pay TV providers don't like that. They're pushing Washington to change the rules and cripple free TV. Go to keepmytv.org. Tell Congress, don't mess with free TV. This message was furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
In a world where God, free will, and love were outlawed, one person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. Now playing. More information at Walden.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hanging out with one of our very favorite people, Tommy Hawthorne, and Genesis Recovery San Diego, of which you guys know I talk about them every day. And there's a reason that we do that, because we believe in the not just the idea of helping people find sobriety. That is totally awesome. We totally support that. But we believe in the understanding that redemption through Jesus Christ is far more time-reaching than a 60, 70, 80-year sobriety journey. Because redemption through Christ has to do with eternity. So one time frame is so far beyond the other, you can't really put them together. So Genesis Recovery, working on helping guys that are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, helping them focus on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual life, but understanding that they're only going to do the best that they can do and only give the best tools they can give, and then there's a yielding and a trust that the Holy Spirit, who is far better at this stuff than people, well, at that point, take in, step in, and you've just been hearing us talk to Scotty, and Scotty, who's now the chef or the cook. Oh, do you call him chef? I'm just curious. Do they call you chef?
Executive chef, Tommy calls him.
Executive chef.
I love these guys, but sometimes, is what?
His food is amazing.
His food is amazing.
His food really is amazing.
Oh, so a gift on top of everything else.
Tell David what you cooked at the fundraiser. Tell him about that meal.
At the fundraiser, I cooked Cornish game hen.
What was the fish? Bluefin?
Yeah, bluefin tuna, bluefin and yellowfin tuna, and eggplant parmesan.
How did you know? Have you studied it?
Yeah, I went to school for a long time, Johnson Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, do you love it? Do you love cooking?
Yeah, I love it.
It's just like absolutely. Totally your place, like what the Lord made you to do.
That's what I do.
Wow. How cool is that? But see, now here's the important part, folks. Had the Scotty not taken the time to make the decision, not just to get through another a rehab session, but to come face to face with the reality that he can either go forward in the kingdom of God, or he can just keep playing the game and eventually make the ultimate negative trip. He makes the decision to go forward. Now watch this. Get this. Catch this, so to speak. Now he's feeding others. One who could do nothing else but try and game the system and survive and do what he had to do and not take responsibility. Now responsible for sustaining others.
And I think we understand that man does not live by bread alone, but he does live by bread. So it's not bread alone, but he does live by bread. There is a component there.
And now here he is fulfilled.
Yeah. That's
Go
amazing.
Figure.
That's amazing, right?
Go figure.
You sit there and you think about a redemptive life, and it's like, that's what the kingdom stuff is. I mean, look, I'm just one of those people that have been around a couple thousand blocks just because of the nature of how the Lord brought me through the journey. But there is nothing greater than looking at the redemptive work of Christ manifest. And it takes all different shapes and sizes. It's this. It's never this. It's whatever God creates it to be. That's the most awesome part. As long as it's birthed by a spirit, I could care less. And it's like, is that just not what you guys do? You're helping people find that.
It is the biggest blessing ever to be able to watch.
Yeah.
It's an honor. It really is an honor to be able to watch God do his thing.
Yeah.
And transform lives.
Awesome. That's very good. All right. So there's a couple things I want to remind people, because it's really important to us that you hear what I'm about to say. Genesis Recovery San Diego is looking for prayer partners. They're looking for financial partners. They recognize that if you know somebody that needs help, yeah, you got to call them. And I got news for you. If you call them and it's not the right fit, they'll pray. Tommy will pray with you. He'll talk to you. He'll give you some direction. Well, what about this? And what about this? This is not if you don't get in here, it's all over. No, but if you have somebody in your life that needs this, even if they're not sure, make that conversation with that person. Make that decision. Make that contact. Don't leave people hanging in your very own life whom God has brought into your life, who you know he's brought into your life. They're a part of your life, and you're part of their solution to get them to the right place. Don't leave this hanging. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. You can always call them, 619-797-7319, 619-797-7319. If you have a problem having any contact with them, send me an email, and I'll get it to them. There's no excuse. I don't hear any of your, we couldn't do this. No. Sorry. Doesn't work that way. What we're talking about is redemption of life. Not just sobriety, which, by the way, again, sobriety, huge. I mean, I have people in my life.
It's a great start.
It's where you begin a very interesting journey. It's just when you add that component of a relationship with Jesus Christ, you make this an eternal journey that is far superior to anything else. Again, like we talked about, we're going to a place where the asphalt is gold. Now, just think about that. Our streets are gold. Yeah, okay. I want to go there. That's where I want to go. That's where we all should want to go. It's always great to have you, by the
Thank
way.
You. Really Thanks for having us again.
Scott, it was really a privilege to meet you and have you on the show and to just have you share.
Privilege to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I want you just to keep going forward, brother. It's an instrument of righteousness.
Will do.
Do it. Do it for the kingdom, man. A lot of work to do. Okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, I don't know what we're doing. I never know.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.